Sagen wir mal, Tanan. Schnee Kessel, Jesch Chabiad, Jesch Nidarcha, Jesch Chabiad, Jesch Chabiad, Jesch Chabiad, Pater. Mein Taima, La Mishum, Lechos Lo Taina, Tuf de Shmo, Pasha Pshad, Tim Sibinishu, of There's no fear of Shnei Kesser. He was Tevei Shnei Kesser. He's more the Puta. It means the Kfir is a Puta less than Shnei Kesser. That's a right to Rab. The Kfir has to be Shnei Kesser. Vamukha Shmuel, Misav, Rishav, Akhtani, Davka, Akhtani. Meil, Mashtan, Lehoid, 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 Rashi. Shnei Kesser, Yeshu, Biotcha. So I'll get out of the Shavakas of Tamlay. From Kamalay, meaning he's being Tavea, the mount of Shtei Kasa. From Kamalay, El Chaviyadi, El Shav Pruta, El Eidah, Menatayna. He wasn't being Tavea anything specific. El Chi Potter, my time, Allah Mishun, the Chosra, the Kfira, Kfira's Tayna Shakasa, Kfira's Tayna Mishtei Kasa. Whereas there's no Dafik Tani, is that Tani Kasa? The problem the ratio was is missing Kfir Shtei Kesser. In the case of Shtei Kesser Pruta, is more the Pruta than now you do have a Kfir Shtei Kesser. So it's good. Eli Amr Davka. If you're telling me that the problem is, it's not Minataina. He's being Tavei Davka Kesser. So Mela, well, we're also my Chayim. Mashtan Leitana Hidla, Mashtan Leitana That's good for the word. That's called Minataina. If look at it as one, Chidin Masayir, look at it as one thing, and out of this one thing, we don't look at two separate tainas, it's one taina, and in this, there's a mitzvah of this whole taina. Maybe we'll see more of that when we get to the sugya. And he said he was to pay a certain amount of gold, and he's being made a certain amount of kesef. That's why he's potter. Yamid Shava, am I potter? Lutra Tuba Hava. If he's being Tevea, an amount, the Shavius of a Lutra Zav, so what's the problem? El Mesei Vedavka, Reshon Amidavka. Maybe if it's the Rav, I'm a Rav. No, Kulmas isn't Shava. Who deserve Shani? Says Rashi. Minu time el shmo kela klumat demeshiv chuvazu el shmo klamar ilu amar chacham acher dafik tani. Someone else learned the Mishnah and the Rashi is dafka minu chayim hashav chuvazu. The way you would say for shtei kesef for pruta. Shekhez, but it's also a problem of it's not minataina. Shmuel ain't a tshuva. The Shmuel ain't a minataina choshev lay. Machish tani l'choshes. Ima kesef, v'kof le'bechad, that's called minataina. The tviyo, the two together, is one taina. It's a partial haivda of that. What's called minataina. Ochanan mistad, mesiz nafik tani. Tu v'ava. Fear of Aida, meaning there's
kaifer everything less than the little kesef, what's the problem? It's a perfectly good. This kfir, means this kfir shtei kesef. The difference between the litra zav and litra kesef is plenty. So if he rav, what's the problem? If he's tiny shava, so what's the problem? Element is safe. Right, still have a kfir of vilhaida. It's kfir of vilhaida. I mean, the kfir is Chayim is the kfir. The kfir is shnekesef. No, what's the kapuna? What? Say that we know it's a kapuna. I mean, the literal kesef. That's not the issue over here. That's not the nakuda. Right? Nakuda is mainly that the kfir is shnekesef. If you rav, well, you don't have the resha. It's pashy. You don't have the resha. You have the seifa. What don't you have in the resha? Kfir shtei kesef. Right? Rashi has to speak out that the literal kesef is a pruta. I mean,
he needs to speak out.
Tu v'hava. What?
He needs to speak out the kfir shtei
kesef. Yes, because that's the point. That's the point that we're asking on Rav. That according to you, the only problem over here is the kfir shtei kesef. And he's a chavit. Okay, I don't want to get stuck on this point. Element safe, Adafka Lashon Kushi. Neima. They took the rap. Mereisha, the Tanish Nekesev, Yesh the Biotcha, and the Biotcha, Bruta, Potter, Taim, Mishom, Dafka, Tanan. As we see in the safe, Hashem Lahoidla, Hashem Tana Lahoidla, Hatana Shava, Sanan Fakar. We could prove that the resh is dafka, so then adrava, we're going to write against Rav. Why? Because the only reason why he's potter is because not minatayin hotane shava. If the mishkob is dafka, then it's mashma. If it weren't dafka, it would be good. Void la shava chai. Afagav the tiny kamaisa lav la shakesa. So Rav tells you, no, really, the mission is shava. But lit shiny, chim the tana mishko, vaday dafka tani. Is it weight? That we say the weight. If you're tying a weight, that means you're being tevei. That amount of silver, that amount of gold or silver, whatever it is, we don't assume they mean the shavis of that weight. When we talk about coins, right? Coins implies a value, right? Because coins has a dollar value, has a value attached to the coin. So mainly when I say coins, I could mean the value, this amount of value. Shanky, when I'm talking about silver weight, that doesn't imply a value. And if we say I'm actually mitaveya the silver itself, I've come at base. My season shav kamish derech my base. Last time we called varm. You use a coin to describe how much you're owed. So we have machlekes Rav and Shmuel over here. Does the Mishnah mean dafka? Does the Mishnah mean shav? And Rishonim will point out that when Gemara says Misavris Shava Katani Daf Katani, which one answers Mishtuk Madafka? So it doesn't mean that Shmuel is making a kimta that where he actually said Shabbos. In other words, but really, he might have thought, possibility, that what Shmuel answers, that what Shmuel is saying is, and the Mishnah is not talking about what he said, Stam Shtei Kesef. The Mishnah is talking about what he said, Dafka Shtei Kesef. But meaning, everyone's maida that if you say, meaning, are you saying that the Mishnah is talking about Shavuos? You know, when Rav understands the Mishnah is Shavuos, and the Shmuel says, no, the Mishnah is not Shavuos. So one could have thought that what they're saying is, that Rav is understanding the Mishnah, that he says Shavuos, and Shmuel is saying, no, he didn't say Shavuos. Right? But everyone's Maida, if you say Shtei Kesef, you mean Dafka. That's what he could have said. You could have learned Machlokes is the Mishnah talking about Stam, or the Mishnah is talking about Shavuos? And Rav says the Mishnah is talking about Shavuos, and Shmuel says no, the Mishnah is talking about Stam. But even Rav is Maida, that if it was Stam, meaning you said Shtei Kesef, you mean Dafka. That was the pshat that the Rishonim suggest, and that's what Rishonim say, no, that can't be. Rishonim say, being many rays, it can't be. The simple Rai is, because even going to Rav, if you say Shtei Kesef, it means Dafka. So Rishonim asks, when the Gemara later, asks on Shmuel, by Dina and that man, by Dina Zov Zov, yeah? Toshima, Dina Zov Zov, yeah, he's been Teveye coined Dina Zov, and Cholabiyadi Dina Kesef, Yishayev, Time Domle Zov Zov, Hastama Shavakamar. If he didn't say Zov Zahov, then he doesn't mean a coin, right? So it's Kashan Shmuel. The Kashan Shmuel, who says that even Stam is Dafka, right? Imtim Zalaymar, that Rav is Maida by Stam, it's Dafka, then you have the same Kashan Rav. Gemara says again, Dafka Zahov, yeah, but Stama, it's Shava, right? If you tell me that Rav is Maida, that Stama is Shava, and Rav learned the Mishnah was talking about Shava Mamish, and Shmuel says, no, we're talking about Stama, that's why it's Dafka, then the Rav is Maida, if it was Stama, it would be Dafka, then the Gemara has a kash on Rav as well. Elmaitz Muchach. That Rav says when Stama means Shava. When the guy says Shtei Kesef, he means Shava. The Shava is a Shtei Kesef. And therefore, and Shmuel says, so the Machlokes is how do we understand when the guy is Teveya Shtei Kesef? Is he being Teveya Shava or is he being Teveya Dafka? And that's what the Gemara says. Dafka, if you say Zahov, is it? But if you don't say Zahav, you say Dinar Zahav, not Zahav, then we say means Shabbat. Even though you said Dinar Zahav, we say Dinar Zahav means Shabbat. That's not Shver, so that's not Shver of Rab, because Rab says, and we say it's not, it means Shabbat.
What's the Sfar say that when Rab's
coming to stop? Same reason why we're going to fish more. Oh, wow. This Pratt saying is not machlokes. I mean, it's not.
Why?
Just question, is there a machlokes? Is it about stama? What would be the svar? What's the svar for Shmuel? Whatever svar for Shmuel is, that would be the svar for Rav.
Fine, look.
And this question is, when Rav said, when Rav asked the Kasha, when Rav said, it's clear Rav learns Mishkok Mat Shabbat, what does it mean? Does it mean stama Shabbat or Rav is making a kippah to that Shabbat? The Pashtun and the Gemara anyway not like that, but they're shining. They all make a big deal about this. The Rav is such a child. You don't know who. Yesh, Rav Mefarsh. There was someone learned that way. So the Shem will come into the Lafuke, this whoever this was. The Cholmai Dermi and Mishmaitz and Shavatani by Elaim and Diktani Tan and Shav Beferish. The Rav brings a child like that. This that we say Shav, if you Rav is talking about we actually said Shav. The Ilu like Tani Shav behead you know Avadi Dafka Kamar. Even Rav is mighty that Stama means Dafka. There was such a pshat, and that's why Rishayim go out of the way to show that this pshat is wrong. And the simple raya, they being more raya, but the simple raya is from the Gemara's Kash and Shmuel from Dina Zav Zav.
Then the ratio, even Rav would say the reason
you
fucker because it's not
Simhim? No. Because the ratio is much of it. You said Shava. Rav is making a kip in the mission. It's talking about you said Shava according to this pshat. Rav says Shava. The mission is talking about we said Shava.
The mission says Rav Shava.
What? You're asking Kash on these Rishonim. How can they learn? How can they say that? How can they make him a kipta that he said Shava? If what? If the answer was a pruta? He doesn't say Shav Pruta.
The first line.
He didn't say Shekes of either.
First line.
Well, that's just telling me in general. That's just telling me the amount. That's just telling me the shir. It's not telling me what they said. That's not a story. Oh, everyone's going to do their look over there. See that? I chop.
But he doubted my words.
So now it's true of a sudden. Okay. In other words, I told you so. Okay. Baiter. Oh, so now Rabbi said. So we have Mechlekes Rav and Shmuel. What does Stam mean? Stam mean Shabbat, Stam mean Daf. So, I was wondering over here. So what's Mechlekes over here? In other words, Lefi Rav we say, my problem is more in Rav. Lefi Rav we say, that what? If you're Rav, we say, he means, I'm sorry, if you're Shmuel. If you're Rav, we say he means Shava, he's being Tevei Stam in the Mount. And if you're Shmuel, he's being Tevei Dafka. What's he being Tevei Dafka? If it's talking about a halva, yeah? If it's talking about a pekadon, okay, so it's supposed to be Tevei Dafka. But if it's talking about a pekadon, then the her passes if you're Rav. If no matter what, then if you're Rav, then of course it's being tevei dafki. You have no excuse to be tevei, shave. If it's a pekadon, right? Okay, we'll see. The Ran's gonna be shave because of what I'm just saying right now. But we'll get to that at the Shem. If no matter what, yeah, then the chayitz pashi you're being tevei. Then it's pashi being tevei dafki. You're being tevei the object, right? You're tevei your thing. There's no tzad to say that he means shava by pekadon. Because pasha is the object is here. Mechte is the object is not here. Right? Okay. El ma'ar do ma'ar alva. Right? Zen fakarit do ma'ar alva. So you're being teveya the amount. I loaned you $100,000. Right? Shtei kesef. Right? Whatever it is. $10. Yeah? So I'm not being teveya a $10 bill. I say, you owe me $10, and I'm not going to pay a $10 bill. I mean, the value of $10, right? And what does Shmuel say? No, he means dafka. Well, dafka means tevei a $10 bill. Sheikh Hesed, what right do I have to be tevei? What right do I have to be tevei a $10 bill? So like this. So I had one mahal to say that maybe in Shmuel we understand what he's by again, since shtei kesa means dafka, so pshade, we instill what he's saying is I loaned you $10, but tonight instead of giving me 10 singles, instead of giving me, you know, 40 quarters, yeah. The up mach was you can give me a $10 bill. I'm not interested in dealing with change, yeah. So that's what he's been tevei. He's been tevei a $10 bill because what in other words, what he's saying is that was the up mach. And Rav says no, he's not necessarily saying that. We understood by being tevei a $10. He's been tevei a value of $10. You owe me $10. I'm not saying you owe me a $10 bill, but the tzad that you owe me a $10 bill would mean that what he's saying is when I loaned you the money, it was betanai that you give me back, you mechayiv yourself, give me back a $10 bill. And a support to this pshat, I think I have in the Ramban. When the Ramban says, when the Ramban discusses a question that is shava, a response of shava to dafka, or a response of dafka to shava, is that called a minatayin or not? He was teveyim dafka, and he's being made to shava. He's being teveya shava, and he's made to dafka. Shema minat, man the tavel chavre dafka, going tavel lidrazov, medina zahuv, va'oyilei b'shava, going namalei shava shtei kesef, la'emin shava shtei kesef zav kamar, umina tain oidi. When he answers back shava shtei kesef, we don't say he means that I'm being made zav. Zav shav shtei kesef, right? Umin atayin oidi. When he answers shav shtei kesef to a taina of litra zav, which is for certainly dafka, right, or zav zav, yeah. Loim rinon shav shtei kesef zav kama umin atayin oidi elo kivan diuto and dafka viu am shav hach kama. En chayviyadi klum bedavka el kach nesnesi litain lechosh ne kesef ez matbeah sheyetze kishara chayvus. Yeah, by saying shava, what he's saying is, yeah, is that the upmach the tanai was that I'll pay you back any which way. That's what he means by saying shava. In other words, a response, his response to dafka, when he says shava, what he's saying is, yeah, the upmach was that I'll give you back whichever coins I want, like a normal alva. Kishar chayvis.
Would it be counted as the same
min? Obviously, not the same min. If he's being teveya gold, and he's been answering. If you need to pay a gold, he's answering anything. Of course, it's not the same in. What the Ramban's mechadish is that what Bechal is a din in the Ramban, and what he's being mechadish is that when the guy answers shava, he doesn't mean the gold which is worth kesef, right? Which is worth a kesef. Gold. You being tevei mean a liter gold, and I'm being married to you a shava shtei kesef. Yeah, I don't mean gold worth two kesef? I mean, anything worth two kesef. So mela, it's pasha, it's not minatayna. Okay? But the issue in the Ramban is, what does he mean when he says shava shtei kesef? As a response to dafka. So mela says, so listen carefully to what everybody say. In this Ramban, right, what he's saying is that when I say shava to a tain of dafka, what I mean is that the opmach, the shava meaning the opmach was that I could pay back with anything. It's meduig in the Rambanim came, but it means he's coming to offset the dafka, the tain of dafka. You're being to me dafka, the hainu. You're being tevei to me that the opmach was to give back dafka. And I'm answering, no. The opmach was to give back shava.
Does that mean it's the same now? The same in the shava? To the original claim?
There's no kfira. The mountain is different. The mountain is different. It's not the question here. The question is, by virtue of the Ramban speaking out, that when he said shava shtei kesef, so he says Ramban, what he means to say, he doesn't mean to say, I'm being made to an amount of gold which is worth. When I say shavash dekesef to your tain of dafka, I'm not being made that it's dafka. Yeah? That it's dafka kesef, gold. And I'm being made to an amount of gold which is equal to shtei kesef. No. What he means to say is that the opmach was to pay you back any coins. The value of shtei kesef, like a regular alva. So there's a mashmais in the Ramban, I think, that he's coming off fuke what the teveya was being teveya. The teveya was being teveya. This is not a regular alva. The teveya is being teveya that I'm being teveya litrazav because the opmach was that you have to pay me back a litrazav. And he's answering, no. The opmach was shava. So not only is the mount different, but the opmach is different. He's saying, no, the tanai was shtei kesef, shava shtei kesef, dainu, like a regular alva, which I can pay whatever I want. So I think from here, it's very, very strong in the Ramban that the tzad of dafka is saying, it's the Ramban talking about alva.
He's doing different amounts, obviously.
What?
If he's denying the amount, then no. He's denying the
shava.
He's denying the...
No, he's not. It could have been that the same... Not true. If it's just amount, you're being to vary me a pound of gold. I'm being more than half a pound of gold. What does that affect? It's a different amount than to reflect on whether it's dafka or shava. That's ridiculous.
That means in the beginning, he didn't tell me that you needed... Are you saying you need to pay him back in gold?
Right. Could still be dafka. I'm asking, I have to pay back in gold. And that reminds me even on that side that when I said shava, I mean gold, which is shava shtei kesef. I'm buying the money to the tiny. It's a minute tiny that I'm being money to gold. Does it matter? No. Doesn't mean that. Shava doesn't mean that. Yeah? Why? What he's saying is, I'm understanding, because since he's saying shava, yeah? He's saying shava. So if Fakir, he's coming up, okay, the dafka. And he's saying, no, this is a regular alva. You're saying this is an abnormal alva. I'm saying it's a normal alva. It was a normal alva. It seems to be very clear in the mind, that's the issue. So Melo, that's what's going on over here. That's the tzad of dafka over here. And there's also a shtickle mashmais in the Ritva like that, maybe more subtle. The Ritva On the Gemara Daf Mem, when the Gemara talks about Bedinim Matbeis, I'm sorry, Bedinim Matbeis, so it was discussing what's the Chiddush over there. Kids, okay, we have to see more inside. I'm just pulling it out out of context. I've got the Rama Farish Mesnis Niktani. Dinar Zav Yesh Li Biyadcha Shav Kamar. When the Mishnah says Dinar Zav, that's the case of Gemara there. Dinar Zav means Shav. Chamachem Kachu Aymer Lai. Dinar Zav Yesh Li Biyadcha Shekabalt the Mimeni. Losses li shava ayis din azav. So when he says din azav, right? Even in Rav, there's some point in Ritva. When Rav says din azav, yeah, and the Gad Chazish is super about this. The guy says din azav. What does he say? And Rav says it means shava. What does that mean? Does that mean that he's not being misyachas b'chal to what the etzim halva was? Or meaning just saying you owe me $100,000. Not that I loaned you, you know, $100,000 bills. Yeah. I'm not talking about what I loaned you. I'm just saying how much you owe me. You owe me $100,000. A value of $100,000. We're not discussing Michal what the loan was. What the currency of the loan was. Or no. When he says dinar zav, that's him, he's saying the loan was an actual dinar zav, but he's not being teveh dinar zav. He's being teveh to the Shabbos. Yet who's done? The Mishnah says, Dina Zav. Yesh Chab Yadi. Right? According to Rav, what does that mean? Shabbos. What? So, when he says Dina Zav, what does he mean? Does he mean I loaned you Dina Zav, an actual Dina Zav, but I'm being Teveya the Shabbos of Dina Zav? Or he's not getting involved in what he loaned him. He's saying, you owe me Shabbos. You owe me the Shabbos of Dinar Zav. In the second half, there is no Dinar Zav here, Bechal. In his words, Dinar Zav, Yesh Lebiotcha, he's not talking Bechal about Dinar Zav. He's talking about the Shabbos of Dinar Zav. The Shabbos, $100,000, you owe me $100,000 value. But I'm not discussing B'chal $100,000 in $100 bills.
Is that not the Tzad of Dafka?
What?
Is that not the Tzad of Dafka?
No, again, both of them are saying that he's being Teveya Shavius. He's being Teveya the Shavius of $100,000. The question is he B'chal being mityaches to what was the nature of the halva?
Dafka
is when I'm being Teveya Dafka. Either way, I'm not being teveh dafka. The question is, when I say din is up, am I implying that the halva was a din is up? Why is that dafka? That's not what dafka means. Dafka means I'm being teveh din is up. By saying the halva was din is up, but I'm not being teveh din is up, I'm being teveh shavius, then that's not dafka. What?
I feel the same difference
between
the second, first
time Shabbat
and Dafka.
What do you know what Dafka means then? What does Dafka mean? Dafka means I gave you a coin, a Dinazov coin, that's not Dafka mean? I gave you two ma, that's Dafka means? I gave it to you? Or is being Tevea that? Do you see the difference between what I gave you and what I'm being Tevea from you?
Dafka is that you want the exact same too.
Dafka means he's being tever. What he's being tever, what he gave him.
Right.
Okay. And shav means he's not being tever.
But the exact same thing.
He's not being tever that thing.
Meaning the exact same bill.
He's
not being
tever
the exact same.
He's being tever shavius. Being tever a dollar amount, not dollars. He's not being tever $1,100 bills. He's being tever the value of $100,000.
So in Shavuos, Sadar, does he want the same? Does he want another $100 bill back, or is he okay with even $101 bills?
Shavuos for sure is saying that he doesn't want. He's not asking for $100 bill.
I don't understand.
What did you stand? It wasn't supposed to be so complicated. When he says, Din Rizov Yesh Li Biyadcha. Yeah? And we say that means Shavuos. Is he saying, I'm being, I loaned you Din Rizov, an actual Din Rizov, but he's not being Tevea a Din Rizov. He's being Tevea Shavuos. Or, he's not even discussing what he gave him. It's totally irrelevant. His tvi is just, you owe me the Shavuos of Din Rizov. He's not discussing what was given in the Chathchila.
Why would he say the second side?
Why would he say the second side? That's the Pashtus.
The Pashtus is he would say what he gave him.
Why? He said, you owe me $100,000. Now, it could be I gave you 100.
So why did he say that?
$100,000 bills, or 1,000. I know it's not $1,000. Or $1,100 bills, or $100,000 bills. I don't know if we're going to make the math with the quarters.
Bushels of potatoes also?
What?
I gave you bushels of potatoes. Also, you would say, I'm being too
vague. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing against potatoes. Yeah.
The first top is, I gave you this, but I just want the equivalent back. Second
yes.
Top is, I didn't give you this.
No, I'm not discussing what I gave you. I'm not discussing what I gave you. I'm just being devalued the equivalent. That's all I'm being devalued.
The second top is, I didn't give you this.
We're not discussing what I gave you. It's irrelevant. It's not nichla on my words, Bukhal. It's irrelevant. We're not discussing it. It's not an issue. I'm being devalued you a value of $100,000. What's? You only hit.
Posture should be the first
half. Why? I don't know.
Why is he saying a random bit?
Because that's the amount. He's not saying.
Say the amount.
That is the amount. He's saying the amount. He is.
Also the amount.
He's saying the amount. He's saying. If I say you owe me $100,000, right? Does that mean I gave you one? You owe me $100,000.
The first time is also you owe me $100,000.
But why do you owe me $100,000? I gave you $100,000. You owe me $100,000 for whatever reason. Maybe I gave you potatoes. I sold you $100,000 worth of potatoes. That's why you owe me $100,000. If I say you owe me $100,000, it means that I loaned you $100,000? No. It means I sold you $100,000 worth of potatoes and you didn't pay. So you owe me $100,000. Okay?
But they could logically argue about it was potatoes, and I'm saying it was wheat. But we're only talking about the money aspect of it. So even though that it's not the real what happened, because it's not the minute time, but the time it happens to be in money.
Okay, we'll get to that. So what's that? So the dva. This power is supposed to take so long. Rudva says, again, Anocha Mikol Mashem Shamu Zeh. Dafka the Rav Mefarash Masnisin, Victani. Victani, Dina Zav Yesh Lebiadcha Shava Kamar. Chomakim Kachu Oimer Lai. This is what he needs to be saying. Dina Zav Yesh Lebiadcha Shekibalta Mimeni. You got a dinar zav from me. Law says, "Li shava is a dinar zav, but loy medina kasef, who sheesh lam yadish kabal dimen." Bam salkadai. Chiv the ain in moed the loy begar machiv, ain zem minataina. Rav shemash sheesh loy lekabo who minataina. Gemash mon like a dinar a garim. Chiv misayv sayv mash neveya toy veatam mash moed loy mina medbehu. We lift the mitviyasa after the mitvei mitvei. The man the mekam. One second. Still my case. I'm sorry. One second. I messed up.
Kippur was Shekibalta Mino Laseis Shoveh Osadira.
Well, what?
Shekibalta Mimeni Laseis Shoveh Osadira. That was.
Yeah, but I just caught that. I think I made a mistake. Because the Torah was going to Gemara's Teretz like the Rebbe Chanano. They gained the dinner to change. Right? You're not going to the case, we loaned them a dinner. Okay, I think I messed up. What? So, I think I messed up on the Ritva, but we'll leave the Ritva on the side for now. But, okay, so back again. So the Ramban. Sorry. In the Ramban it's clear. In the Ramban it's clear that the tzad of Dafke is because he's saying that I gave it to you, Al Das, to give me back. It's pretty clear that to give back Dafke. That's Machlaikas. Right? When a guy says when he's Tevea a coin, an amount, is he being Tevea that this wasn't tonight to give back this, or is like everything else? In the Ran, maybe it's Mashman like that. Because the Ran and the Rajba, Ran quotes the Rajba. When he talks about the Rajba's Mechadish over here, the Ramban's also Mechadish, that this whole Machlaik is Dafka. By halva, the whole machlok is Rav and Shmuel whether it's shavu or dafka is by halva. But if it's by pekadin, what if it's by pekadin? Now what's the din? Now everyone says he means dafka. Yeah. Ramban says, "Hani mil halva." Right? It's not trying to say shava. So meilad there, everyone's my different. They even Rav's my that it's dafka. Right? So the whole machlek is only by alva. That the Ramban says. That the Rajba says, and the Ran quotes the Rajba and the Ramban, he quotes the Rajba, the Ran argues. Yeah? See, actually, the Rajba never spoke up a Farish that because not. The Rajba spoke out that we only say. We only say shave when he's being teveya, when he's giving something. By noisin, the Rajma says, then what's the halacha? We say means dafka. Where's the Rajba? Oh. Nearly the Afil Rabla Kamel Batina Kafa Kakeshka Bialva. Yeah, Mishun the Ain Malva Yachalitvaya Madbeya Tavua Mamish. El Loiva Pareloi Shavyoi. Kohech Lesle Mois Ben. These are Bixubis. But I'm like lech trach v'zavin. You mean shkenik l'meimer tevein tevein menastam b'dafka el shavim. V'nit benami kachu meish v'shavim. Avon noisin loyim b'dafka hu aimer. Yeah, if a shchimer says give this and this amount of money, so we say doesn't mean Shabbos. You have to give the thing itself. And the Ran says l'fi the Rajba who had in pipe of cotton. Not me by pekadin. The megayim by the mikzas. If he's there, it's not going to be menataina. The guy says shnei kesef hifkad the etzlecha. The guy says no, it was a pruta. It's not menataina because then he's being teveya shnei kesef exactly what he said, because it's cut. There's no shaykhs being teveh shabbos. Even Rav's ma'ida, that he means dafne, right? But when the Rajma got to this, when he explained Rav, why is it dafka by alva and not by nesina? Rav is only talking about balva. Why? Mishum the ain malva yachol l'tvaya madbeh tevua mamish. El, what's the svar of Rav? Because he can't be teveya. He can't be teveya. Tavua mamish. Ella loy the prayer loy shavkoi kol echadisle. The less they mois ben. The loch is, and Raj was telling me, he knows if he has money, you have to pay money. That's the loch. It's a sugi in the Bav Kama by Shalva Kesef. Yeah. Malvo, the Rishonim say, if you have money, you have to pay money. You can't pay apples. If you don't have money, then you can pay Shabbat Kesef as a Kesef. Right? So, Mamela, when he's being Teveya, says the Ram. When he's being Teveya by Alva, so says Rav, what's he being Teveya? Being paid to the Shabbos, because he can't force the guy to pay kesef if he doesn't have. So therefore, we say he's being teveya Shabbos. Yeah. Amela, it's a menataina. Now, so the question is, so what is Shmuel? If Shmuel was saying like me, yeah, that when he's being teveya, we say he's being teveya. He's claiming. We understand the words mean dafka, yeah, because he's claiming that the upmach was to give me back dafka these denominations, yeah. So then, what's Rav saying? The Rajba says, Rav says, why we say he's being teveya shavi is because he can't force the guy to pay the coins, right? So it means they're not red zechadurch, they're not talking to each other. In other words, the Rajba says, why does Rav hold shavi not dafka? Because he can't make the guy pay back dafka. So it's mashma that Shmuel is going to argue on this point. In other words, they're arguing on the same point, right? So we can't say l'fi the Raj, but like I was saying in the Ramban, that Shmuel holds that when he said that stamos, we say he means dafka. So what does dafka mean? He means to say that this was the upmach that you have to give back to me. But then. So Rav should just be arguing, saying that no, we don't assume he means that crazy case. We assume he means a normal case, and mail it Shabbat, right? There's a shtick of mashmais in the Rajba. I'm not saying, I don't know if it's mucha. There's a shtick of mashmais in the Rajba that what Rav's point in arguing with Shmuel is saying that he's not being teveya dafka because he can't force the guy to give mois when he doesn't have it. That's good for why Rav says it's shav and not dafka as opposed to Shmuel. He's discussing Rav as opposed to Shmuel, right? He's saying what's Rav Shita as opposed to Shmuel. I mean, the nekuda of Rav is that he's not being teveya dafka because he can't force dafka.
Ever?
If the guy is nav. If the upmach was that he's going to pay back, of course, Rav is money. That the upmach was you pay me $100,000 bills, yeah, then of course he has to do that. That's not a mechagus.
Literally,
he's
saying that I want.
What?
Dafka if he doesn't have.
What?
Literally, he's off. If I don't have.
Litrazov, Zicha has to be that we have to go get it. If the Altmach was, if you're going to pay him back Litrazov, yeah, then you don't have to go buy it. If that was the Altmach. If that was the Altmach, then you have to go buy it.
Why are we assuming that's what he made the decision
on? Otherwise, how's it being conveyed Litrazov? Well, that's about Kod, and say, carry it. You're showing the same with the Malavo, not the Mapkod. Chodesh Rabbish was by Malavo, not by Pkod. Okay, by Pkod then was Maida, they were showing the same. So, Kitzer, the Chaznish over here, and this is what I think the Chaznish will work, not in older Shem. You know, what Chaznish is saying would work in the Rajm and the Ram. So the Chaznish says, Menira, the Rav Savar, the Malvus Chayyad Dinare Zav, Yachal Toiva Dinare Zav, Imyeshloi. Vimeinloi, Mishalma Dinare Kesef, Shamet Beis, Midin Shava Kesef. It's kind of interesting. Yeah? Now, it says the Chazanish, that Betzem, if I loaned you gold coins, yeah? If you have gold coins, then I have a right to be teveh the gold coins. Not just coins, I have a right to be teveh gold coins.
Is that what you saying that in the first place?
Yes. If I loan you gold coins, Batsam, if you have gold coins, you have to pay him back gold coins. What? One second. I think it might be Mokach in the Yerushalayim. Elamai, let's see, if you don't have gold coins, you're going to pay me silver coins. Says Chaznish, that's Mitam Shava Kesef. This point, Grada, I would maybe argue that, in other words, that I have to pay you coins, I'll Shava Kesef, that sounds wild. Yeah? Because if you don't have gold coins, you have silver coins, you have to pay silver coins, right? You're trying to say you have to pay coins, right? You can't pay apples. If you don't have anything, you pay apples, yeah? But the Chazanish is saying that, it might follow once he says it's Chazanish. And what the Chazanish is Mechadish to me, that if you have a gold coin, and I loaned you a gold coin, you have to pay me back a gold coin, yeah? You're not required to go buy a gold coin to pay me back. But if you have a gold coin, you have to pay him back gold coin. So if that pshat is, he understands that the medina halva meikadina parayna chayv, you have to pay me back chachila if you have it. What you borrowed from me, yeah. And if you don't have a gold coin, you have a silver coin. that's a gather shava kesef, because the kesef is the exact coin that you took from me. Now, Meili says, "What's that? Miu kishetayve istam dinar izav hilvesicha aminon sheim betanasai el ikrachay avloi nachis atayve oisen at beis." He has in parentheses, even he doesn't know if the guy has those bet beis or not. See, says the Chazanish that the svar of Rav is that he's being mevater when he's being teveya, since he doesn't know what the guy has, so he's like being mevater on his chos to be teveya dinar izav, even if the guy has it, and he's just being teveya shavis. And the says he doesn't know what the guy has. Yeah. So the coin chazanish, what Rav is saying is, yeah, what Rav is saying is that he's being mevater. He's being mevater. Because since if he doesn't have it, I'm adding this, right, to put into the Rajma. Since if he doesn't have coins, I can never make him go buy coins. So Mela, I don't know if he has coins or not. So when I'm being teveya, I'm being teveya stam. Yeah? I could be teveya dafka, but I don't have to be. Mela, I'm not. That's what Rav says. That's what means he's being teveh shava. Shmuel says, the Chizkiah writes in the thing, that he's not being mevatel. Because Shmuel is saying that I'm being tevea dafka, meaning if you have dafka, I'm being tevea dafka. So my tefiah is a tefiah on dafka. My tefiah is a tefiah on dafka. Because I'm not being mevatel. Because al tzad, you have gold coins, I'm being tevea gold coins. Because mitzad priyas choyv, if you have gold coins, you have to pay gold coins. And that's what I'm being tevea. I'm not overlooking, I'm not being mevater my tefiah. I'm being tevea what I have a right to be tevea, which is the gold coins. It's a tefiah of dafka. I'm being tevea gold coins. And that's the vikuah with the Rav and Shmuel over here. So if I'm being tevea gold coins, you're being made the silver coins, it's not minataina. Because there's a tefiah of gold coins. Even though it was only tefiah outside that he has it, that's cool. There was a tefiah of gold coins. If you're being made on silver coins, then it's not minataina. So that's what Shmuel holds. Not that Shmuel holds that we say that since he means dafka, Mamel, we say he means that the opmach was that you give me back a gold coin. No. Always. He's always being tevea the gold coin since that's what he loaned him. Right? He loaned him that. So Mamel, we say that's what he's being tevea.